Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes, Grudge Inc. Talk Show. I got some special folks on tonight that we're going to do a little talking. I don't have, you know, we ain't been having an intro going. We don't have any advertising going at the moment, so I'm going to get straight to the real talk. And I got couple of hands up that quick, and so I'm going to try to get to that. I ain't going to hold y'all off long. We're going to try to get this thing and get off of it as soon as we can. Let me get these a couple of mics open right quick just so I can have somebody to talk to. 706-3870. 706-3870. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, big dog?
What's going on with you, partner? Where you at today?
Oh man, I'm in Columbus, man. You know, get chill. Yeah, I was trying to let you know about the race I had mentioned with Phoenix City, man.
Whose event was it and what was going on?
Oh, they had like a little outlaw race and everything, and it turned out pretty good. A G bike race, 28-inch shootout, you know, called no roll cage in them and stuff like that. It was real good, man, but it was just one run I didn't quite like, and I quit. And other people had agreed with me too. A couple partners I was with, there was a what nigga had ran somebody, I can't recall, but he ran around that car though still, and I believe he did run around that car, even though he did fall asleep at the light. But he ran around that car, and the light
put
up on the right lane. And everybody I knew, man, said, man, somebody needs to be at the other end of that of the track, because that didn't seem right. Because everybody knew that I rode with knew butt nigga ran around that car. But the light tripped off on the right lane.
We'll get butt nigga on talk about that in a few seconds. He didn't tell me nothing about that. But tell me, all right, who was he running? Do you know?
It was it was another great car. I think it was another Mustang.
Uh-huh.
I don't know quite sure, because like I said, I don't know everybody like that.
Yeah.
But I know butt nigga when I see him, because like I said, my partner on our road with the fan, you know, he told me butt nigga was out there. He pinpointed me out to call butt nigga Ryan. And he was riding good. He had a small tire. He was running these big tire cars out there.
Oh, now butt nigga. So it's good to know that his car back up and running. But
again?
I said it's good to know that Buck Nick's car is up and running.
Oh yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Go ahead, I'm gonna cut you off.
Well give me your name, I'm trying to put it on the computer.
Oh, my name is Dustin?
Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin. Yeah, D-U-S-T-Y.
Dustin, Well, Dustin, I'm going to leave your mic open. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Because I'm going to get butt naked on in a second. Let me go to this next mic right quick. 219-2285. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Go ahead, please. Hey, listen. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Go ahead. All right, we'll get back to him. I'm trying to get a couple of these, Dustin, we're trying to get a couple of these mics open because this weekend I had there, and I got one of my Texas friends on. For y'all that don't know, I got the one and only out of the Texas area. I don't know if he's out of Dallas or not, but he'll tell us in a minute. I know y'all heard of him. His name, he go by the name of Batman, and so let me introduce him. Batman, welcome to the Grudge Inc. Monday Night Madness Talk Show. What's going on with you?
What's happening, man?
So Batman,
can you hear me?
You know, everybody, you know, your name precedes yourself, Batman. I mean, tell me what's going on with you. Who? Let the East Coast know who you are, Batman.
Man, I'll be honest with you, buddy. Man, I'm a one hill of five racer, man. Love racing, been doing it 25, 27 years, man, you know, down there in Dallas, Texas, man. You know, we've been doing it big down here for a long time, man. And I believe that our states are clashing with each other now, you know, as far as grudge racing is concerned, man. And that's a good thing, you know what I'm saying? Because grudge racing is getting bigger as it goes, by day by day. And, you know, I love it because, like I said, everybody is actually clashing together now, you know, state to state, you know, worldwide, people are clashing, and it's a good thing, and it's making grudge racing, you know, very big, you know. Actually, a lot of people don't understand, though, it's getting larger than class racing now, and everybody wants to do it. And like I said, you know, we race 24/7 down here in Dallas, Texas, you know, 12 months out of the year, you know, we run all day through the year. As long as it's dry, we getting it on, man, you know. But, man, like I said, man, I do a lot of promoting down here in Dallas, Texas, man. You know, I do a lot of grudge events down here. And, you know, we have a great time down here in Dallas, Texas.
Well, let me ask you this, man. Who do you think are the best and baddest grudge racers, Texas or the rest of the world?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, and I ain't just saying it just to be saying it. I believe that we are the toughest, the meanest, good races is around. Like I said, you know, man, I've been checking out, you know, all those states for a long time now, man, you know, and a lot of people never did know about Texas until they started hitting it. You know, I can give you some few names. You know, Tony Burns, you know, he started coming to Texas, and he seen that, hey, man, we got some heavy hitters down here, man. You know, it's some tough competition down here. You know, like I said, when I told you, when you came down here, I told you, man, you know, we ain't playing no games alone, you know, around here. In Dallas, Texas, we have over 250 grudge stars just in Dallas, Texas. I ain't talking about Houston, Texas. I'm talking about just in Dallas, Texas. So to let you know, grudge racing is very big here in Texas.
And now let me ask you this here. Out of Texas, Texas right now, I think, you know, I'm going to say got the baddest back ass in America. And, you know, do you know much about the other backhands out here in America that grudge race? Or do you only know about the Texas backhands?
No, I mean, I know a lot about it because I talk to a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of my chat, you know, I chat with on the phone, you know, on a weekly basis, man. You got the Beast, you know, you got Certified and Build Them out there, you know, the Beast. You got Blue Magic out there, you know, the Nephew and the rest of them guys, man, you know. And like I said, I had a chance to really just talk to Shadow, which I heard he's a pretty good old guy, man. I believe his name is Field, if I believe. But I tell you what, man, those guys right there, man, they got some nice cars, don't get me wrong. But, you know, but one thing I can say, you know, our backhands are here, like you got Jeff and High, you know, these guys right here right now is hot on the item. You understand what I'm saying? And I guarantee you what, like I said, they coming to look at a lot of these guys, you know, like I said, they don't travel. They, you know, like I said, and what's so funny about it, you know, is Matt Jones been around racing for a long time, you know, and I give my hats off to him because, you know, I mean, we were grudge racing way back in the day. And I can also tell you this, like I said, him and Jeff, you know, they doing their thing right now, man. And like I said, for them to be up and coming with, you know, so fast, man, they real dangerous with these cars now. Like I said, is like now, like I said, those guys that out there in y'all area right now, trust me, man, it's a storm coming, man. And y'all better take cover because these boys, they coming. They came one time and put a dampener on the weather, but I guarantee you what, they got a storm coming now, so y'all better be ready. There's only two things y'all can ever do. It's either hide or ride the storm, one of the two, because they coming, and they coming fast, man.
Is that all of Texas or just Jekyll and Hyde, though?
No, you got in Houston, Texas, you got Birdman, you got, man, there's a lot of guys, man, that a lot of people that's not don't recognize, but I guarantee you what, like I told you, and I told you when you came down here to the track and we was talking, man, I guarantee you if we can get all these Texas cars to meet in neutral spots, in a neutral place, and all these cars are from around the world, man, I guarantee you, Texas is going to be either one of the number one or number two in the ranking, man. Now, that I do know. I'm confident in that because, like I said, you know, I switch the web on a daily basis because I told you I'm a promoter, and that's what my job is, to see what's out there. I tell people all the time, if you say you're the fastest, you have to travel the world to see who you are. I mean, just like Columbus. Columbus said he was the greatest man around the world who found land, but he didn't. Uh-huh. He searched it and found it. You understand what I'm saying?
So, I tell you what, I guess everybody's kind of understanding that Birdman is a man of a few words. Batman. How long, Batman? I need you to I got to open up somebody's mic. What happened to Terry? I might have dropped Terry. Terry, where you at? And look like Terry might have dropped on me. But Dusty, you still there?
Yeah.
Did you hear Batman popping on his chest about them cases, guys?
Oh yeah, I got the phone out there in Texas. Yeah, that ain't playing. Oh yeah, them boys for real now.
So who do you think, Dusty? Who do you think got the baddest grudge call? What state got the baddest grudge call, according to you?
To me? Hell, Mississippi.
Mississippi?
No.
I ain't no damn grudge call in Mississippi.
No, you got Mississippi Joe, and you got old boy that Mississippi Nightmare call.
Uh-huh.
And, huh?
Who else you got?
Say again?
I said, who else do you have?
I'm kind of new to it, so I really don't know too many out there in Mississippi. But where I'm at now, I've been in Georgia. I mean, like I say, it's in Georgia. I mean, you got the white boys. Like I say, you got Tony Vine. You got, who else? Real Tree. That's basically all the boys who got the calls that's in the G-body ring. You know, everybody is basically downhill in Georgia. And like I say, I'm kind of new to the grudge racing scene. So basically, the ones I see running, them the ones I'm gonna say. But it's like, that's why I wanted to get into the Grudge Inc. stuff, because now I get to hear and see things that I don't see every day. Like right. Boys doing calls in Texas, boys in Florida, boys in South Carolina, North Carolina, Tennessee, Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And actually, I went to a race in Memphis. It was a good grudge race out there. And to actually see Don Yates, where everybody. I talked to brought his car up and see how good he was running. To actually see that car, and like, man, I said, that boy from Chicago. I said, that boy from Chicago, right? He represents, you know, and there's some more boys up that way. I don't know if they just doing the same thing, too. So everywhere you go, there's somebody out there running. But to me, it started all in the South. So you start with Georgia, and you see it, and it's go on from there. So like I say, to me, Georgia has.
You think, so you say Georgia is the baddest state?
Yeah.
That Georgia is bad, yeah. and I have to agree with you that Georgia is have been reigning supreme for a long time. But what about the guys out of the Midwest?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know anybody from out west, and that's where everything goes down to. You gonna say who's bringing it because that's what you see every day. If I see DJ Green, I see the White Boys, if I see Real Tree or Tony Bynes or Willie Gidded or somebody or Butt Naked or K1 or whatever, they all from Georgia. That's what I'm gonna say, it's from Georgia. But if I'm not out there traveling and not seeing everything, of course I'm going to say that. But if you go out and venture out and see different things, you go, okay, man, these boys from Texas putting on. You know, these boys from Mississippi putting on. These boys from Louisiana putting on. And it just goes from everywhere. And I guarantee you, if you ask somebody out there in the Midwest is who had a better girl car, they're going to say them because that's who they see every day. Let's say out there traveling, going here and going there and seeing what's going on now. But that's, like I say, that's what brings this talk show that you got going on and Grudge Racing all about. It is all about different, getting different people's opinions about racing going on and just having it out.
I like the fact. So you don't got a chance to. Do you get a chance to go and look at the Gorgie videos?
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. When I get a chance to, yeah.
You know, well, I'm trying to get a couple guys back on. I'm dialing the same number twice.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second here. Let me see. But Nicky.
Yes, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday Night Madness with Jay Fawn, George Inc. I got a gentleman on the phone told me you got your night ass whooping this weekend. That you went to sleep. That you went to sleep. And then tried to catch him and couldn't catch him. And I want to hear your damn side of the story.
Well, we did catch him. Went to sleep. Well, we really wasn't going to sleep. We were testing, but hey, we was in that little shootout they had, and my man went to sleep a little bit, but come to find out, belt came off, and he caught him, got right beside him, caught him, went spinning a certain side where he lifted. And
yeah.
He lifted, and he stabbed the back, and it popped 2 times, and it pushed one rocker arm through the goddamn valve cover, knocked the hood on off, tore some lifters up. I'm going to talk a whole lot of shit. I'll be at Fulton in the morning. We'll be back.
Yeah, you're right. Cause you did twist in the back. But I said, when you did that, I thought you ran by the guy. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, man, somebody got to tell
yeah.
me.
We ran and we caught him. We left and we caught him. Ran right beside him. We were passing him.
Who was it that you were racing, Butler?
I don't know them guy, but here the other guy had some 33s on the car.
Yeah.
We let him leap. We were 33 Willie Boy. We went and caught him, passed him, cut the motherfucker off, and still laid down a number.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I said. I said, man, mm-hmm. and that nigga run dude with big tie calls, man. Big tie.
Big 33 with Willie Boy.
Yeah.
Big 32s and shit like that.
Yeah, and
Batman,
me and my
man, your mic is open, Batman. Batman, can you hear me?
I told him that we were going to do what we said we were going to do. We just were trying, we testing, but we got in a little shootout because we're free entry free. And if we wouldn't have broke that damn, them lifters, I guess it, I know it too, because two of them were laying in the valve covers. And we looked down in there, one of the damn lifters up out the goddamn little hole. So I don't know what all the two of you. I just called Gene DeMone. He told me, well, bring it on. I said, y'all real busy? Yeah. I'm going to Gene. What are they going to call? I don't know.
What you think you heard?
I don't know if the valve. I talked to Big Drag. That Monica, I called him with it. Big Drag said he probably got damn valve, probably hit the piston and shit. I don't know. I'm going to tell you what it is. It's my fault. I don't know how to piss no valve. I'm just going to be real. I'm a body man. I ain't no damn mechanic. And so I ain't just a van. Last time I had him just about eight times ago, but we ain't did no races. So I thought they're going to be all right. I ain't checked the van.
Uh-huh.
I know what it is. So I know that what it is. They don't loosen up a little bit in that song. It don't came loosen. Now, he pushed it all the way through the valve cover. And we still damn near beat him. Just like that with both of them motherfuckers on. We caught it. We were side by side.
Yeah. So we did. I seen it. And I said, man, somebody got to tell me something because, like I said, butt naked caught that call. I knew he blew by him. And a light tripped off on the right side. I said, man, somebody need to do something. Somebody need to go ahead, pull them two calls, time slip, put them together, and see who won that race. Because that one right there to me was one right. But I know you had a mechanical problem, though.
What I don't understand is why in the hell my damn vacuum pump built, it was right there on the line when he left. My vacuum pump ain't froze up either. I don't know what the hell that was. It broke the vacuum pump belt. Man, I don't know what the hell went on, man. All I know, we got to get rid of a big drag, Ray. Cause I got one or two motherfuckers. I'm going to walk up to him and hit him in the mouth with that motherfucking car.
Hi, y'all.
And they got
big
tires on their car.
I'm having trouble getting some of the mics open. Let me see right quick. Hold on. let me see. Batman, your mic open now?
Yeah, I can. You can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now, Batman.
Yeah, okay. All right.
But go ahead, but nigga, are you thinking about, I mean, hell, who are you trying to, but nigga?
Well, everyone didn't pick the Joker down and be talking all that junk. We're going to get him. Big time back half, I don't care what he got. He supposed to be a bad man. Well, I ain't going to call no name. That goddamn Morgan Wick. I'm coming for you, boy. I'm coming for you. I got to have him. I didn't need to see what I need to see today, well, yesterday, see what she really going to do, what she's supposed to do when I made all these changes. And she doing. And then,
who you say you going after? Mark.
We're going to rent Mark and Wick. They wouldn't lock me in the other day. I told them to lock me in. But if my car break, I don't, you know, the lockup don't count. You know, we're going to, like I did them when we was at DJ Ray. But he wouldn't do it for me. He said, that's usually we got Donkey Kong like that. I was like, all right, not a problem. We ain't got to do like, but I'm glad. See what I'm saying? Look how my car broke now. Gene is all right, but I don't know how fast he's going to be. Like, get me back together.
Man, that.
And see, if I'd have broke now, no lock, waiting them in, I'd have been fucked up if I can't make the race. That's why I be trying to tell you, you never know what's going to happen with these cars, man.
I'm just agreeing with you.
So what now?
I know, so I'm just agreeing with you about you saying you'll never know what happened with these cars.
Yeah, you don't never know, man. Like, I want to, if I wouldn't have broke that rock on, them two rock arms on that driver's side, they side by side, that number one and three. And ain't no telling what up to them. I know I seen a lifter when I looked down in there, down in the hole on the head. Shit, I seen one of the lifter up out of it, upside down, laying in the block. So I am. It might got the cam too, so I don't know. So, but what I'm saying here, locking that money in like that, like I told them last week, we'll lock in, but if I break, you know, it ain't no lockup. If you break, it ain't no lockup. But I did the courtesy for them. When we ran down there, well, when we locked in to run at DJ Ray, he said, wait till the car hurt. I said, all right, not a problem. But they won't do that same courtesy for me. I don't understand that.
Right.
But that, it's all good.
Now, you know, we give you so much hell. I don't see how he would lock in with you because he give you so much damn hell. How can he not lock in with you?
They might be 901 today, but September 22nd, they're going to be 911, boys. I'm going to fuck them up. If I get that something back from Gene. And they want more down there. They want more down there. I'm going to walk up to them. One more. I'm going to say the best for land. Everybody swear he a bear. God damn it. He got big cubic inches and all that down. I'm going to show y'all what the little motherfucker I got to do. I finally got it right. I'm tuning the best I can. And we're going to see what it is.
I wish you
could have seen it, J-Bone. We letting them big tire car lead. They got 109.60s and 108.60-foot. We let them lead now. They're a whole color than hand when we're going back and get them.
But, yeah, you letting a big tire car lead. What nigga you there? I believe but nigga just dropped. But I can tell y'all this, but nigga just told me a lot. But nigga said, he did a big tie car lead with a 108.60-foot. He able to go back and get him. I got to call Butt Nigga back to hear that again. Did y'all hear that same lie that man told me? Butt Nigga on 10 and a half inch tire now.
Yeah, I don't even lie to you. From what he's saying, like, I've been racing for a long time. He let the big tie car leave and they got 108.60-foot. Either he bullshit or his shit fast than the motherfucker.
No.
Well, that's a hell of a you know what I'm saying? To let a big tire car go when you got.
But, I'm looking at the common denominator, Jay. Like I said, man, if you've been racing for a long time, you know numbers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, I mean, you let the big tire car leave, got a 108.60-foot. And you going around them, man, you got to be faster than the motherfucker on a 10-inch tire, man. You damn near got to be one of the fastest in the world on the 102. I'm just being honest with you, buddy, because, I mean, I ain't saying that he ain't bullshitting. Either somebody bullshitting. Either this guy got a 108 60-foot, and this shit is slowing down tremendously on the other end.
Well, I got to get my nigga back on. Something ain't right about that picture. That thing he told. I don't know. Dustin, you on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Dustin, did you see butt nigga give a big tie car with a 108 60 foot?
If that was the car I seen yesterday, that was exactly what he did. That car left on him. Butt nigga shot. Ran up there, blew them, hey, lit them candles, caught that car. And I thought he beat him. But the light tricked off on the right side. And that's what you're talking about. That's the car you're talking about. He damn sure did. So I saw it.
Oh, I got to see him.
I saw the car. Say,
boy, you think I'm lying to you?
But, nigga, hold on. I want to make sure they lie right. You let a big tie car, meaning a tie with something more than 14 inches on the ground, and you let him go. Now, you ran him down. He got 108 60 foot.
Yeah, we ran him down. Get who the tuner was. Get who the tuner on that motherfucker.
Who the tuner on that? Who the tuner?
Coop Performance, Scott himself.
Coop Performance.
And let me tell you the worst part about it. They made two or three hits through the day before I came straight off the trailer and decapitated the ass. Hadn't made now down the track, not one. I went down, detuned a little bit. I didn't think the track was just like I wanted to be. I detuned a little bit. They don't make two, three hits. I come out there, let them leave, went and got them. And cut it off. I cut it off about the 500 mark, about the 500 foot mark. Cut it off.
But Nick, that's a hell of a damn mark.
And showed him who would have made.
And you cut the damn car off.
Cut it off. Got the video to show you.
Yeah. Batman, what you say about that, Batman?
Man, say, but nigga, I ain't gonna even lie to you. After that, like I told him before you fell out. Is your shit super fast? Oh, they got some super bullshit. I'm just looking at the numbers, man.
Look at the numbers. Do the math. See, they've been hollering, but nigga they ain't doing it. But nigga won't do it. They don't know nothing about but nigga. I told him when we came back from Rockingham, I ain't ran my cousin when we went to Rockingham, really. We rented the track last week down, y'all, and got down there, Monday or Tuesday? And we rented Montgomery. All of went down. Me and a few of the guys from Alabama went down and we rented the track. My son bit cut off. The whole sweet time was arcing fire down the top. So I called my man. He went to Rockingham this past week. And so therefore, I ain't had nobody to wild my car. Shit, now I got me a piece of paper, pencil. Me and my son, we got in that trailer. I wrote down every color wire and what prone it was on, what number it was on. I draw me a little diagram. I wiped the motherfucker up myself. We went to finish it and did what we had to do the past week. That's what we done.
Yeah, like I say, so.
I got to ask this one more time. Hold on. I want him to say this insult.
I'm going to say it before you say anything. Any motherfucker on 28. That y'all been bragging about and they been winning them races. Fuck them. You know.
I'm gonna go ahead and say.
I was saving it for last.
Tell me that what you said about Wick one more time. I want to say. Tell me. You said Wick grandmama did what?
Say that question one more time, please. Let me turn my phone up a little bit. Say what now?
I said, tell me what Wick grandmama did.
I said, tell me
about Wick one more time. I want to make sure that people hear this. Say it one more time.
I've said so much about it. What point do you want me to tell you?
Didn't you say something about he a low-down scoundrel and he won't lock in with you?
I said last week, I told Mark and him, I said, 901, boy, I said, man, I'll lock y'all in, but if I break, it ain't no lockup. If y'all break, it ain't no lockup. Can anything happen to these cars out here? Look what just happened to me. Mark said, fuck that. I said, I did it for y'all. Said, DJ Ray, he said, well, that's you if you got bamboos and Donkey Kong out there. So, hey, I feel like one kind deserves another, you know what I'm saying? Why you can't do that favor for me? I did it for you guys. So when we said something wrong with the car, DJ Ray down in Montgomery, I let him go, you know? But they won't do that for me. But with that being said, just as soon as Uncle Gene get through with this motherfucker when I take it up there, if they on the ground, I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to see goddamn what he want to do. I'm going to have enough money to set a wet mule on fucking fire. See what they want to do.
And then
in November, I ought to have that motherfucker figured out. I want to try that badass real tree at Mississippi Joe Ray.
Damn, boy. I don't know what y'all been thinking, what y'all been giving, but nigga, but damn, he ain't what.
I feel like ain't no motherfucker out there that been clocking better than the Alabama ball. We've been working. All of them. Every last one of them been working. We got them bitches about figured out now with him.
All right, let me ask you this, Butt Naked. In the good racing world, what division, what categories can Alabama compete in?
I think we unbeatable right about now. We had a lot of problems with our cars, you know. Everybody has over him.
Name somebody. All right, you already told me you would knock the brakes all week. Who else you got?
Well, that's all I know going to be there right now. I've been talking that shit to him on the 22nd. I'm trying to get it ready just for him down there. But it's one more down there. He a big bad bear too, but I'm going to say him for lad. He's better than Whitney. I'm going to say him for lad down there. When I get by Whit, I'm going to double up and come back and get him, too. He told me I can't rent unless I got a milk. And he listening.
Damn.
He know who that is when he said a milk. A milk or better. I told him, all right. He said, I got the back tie. So we're going to see about that with them 29 on.
I'm going to take
that back tie, and I'm going to get in that milk. Hope I come out with a dime.
Batman, what you think about these East Coast guys? I mean, what you think?
I can say they got some jokes. That's a goddamn sure.
That ain't no joke. That real talk.
No,
That is a Camaro, Willie Ball, 33, and 632.
So you saying that you just that bad,
man, I told y'all I ain't have no tuner. I be doing what I can myself. If I had a real tuner, they wouldn't want to see me for real, but we're going to have one.
That's all. Yeah. I know. Now, Batman's a bad man, but I don't know if he won't go down and call that giving a damn that catching a one-way hook off. Batman, you better leave him alone.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah, that was pretty tough, man. I ain't that damn tough, but I'm just listening. I'm listening to the numbers, you know. Like I said, Bud Naked Month got a fast motherfucker. He got the super bullshit.
And they radio stuff.
I got a 108-6 to put, and then somebody let somebody catch him though. It's hard to believe.
My mic, OJ.
I tell you what, we got the video. I don't know if the boys gonna post it tonight, but I got the DVD. I'm just gonna get somebody to put it on YouTube so y'all can see it for yourself.
Yeah. Boom, hey, I just got a text in, Butt Naked.
I'm listening.
I got a text in. It says, hold on, let me get back to it. It says, that was then, now it's head up, bitch.
Then it was yesterday. There was no then. It was just yesterday. Yesterday, Sunday. It was Sunday.
That
as my co-host DJ, what I was doing down there. Yeah, T.
Let me ask you a question, but what part of the state you from?
What part of what?
What part of what city are you from? I mean, what city are you at right now?
What city?
Yeah.
We're in the country. We ain't got no city. We got a town. We ain't got no city.
Are you in Alabama or you in, you know, this is what I'm asking.
I'm in Alabama. That's why I asked Jay what happened to the phone a while ago, because we got an antenna on top of the mountain that we use to get service.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. You ever been down to the Montgomery, Alabama track?
I've been to Montgomery. That where Whitney, they hurt their car. And we didn't charge them no lockup money because that was the rule. I would be there on the 22nd.
Yeah.
It's well, a good
I've been down there myself. I've been down there myself. I was just wondering where you're at the area over there.
Hey, nah, Jay. I don't stay down that way.
Huh? Hey, Jay Vaughn.
Yeah.
My mic's
on. What's up, Wick? Yeah, your mic on, Wick. Did you hear all that shit, dog?
Man, you got sorry ass Batman on the motherfucking phone. Batman ain't shit. Batman ain't never been shit. And Batman ain't gonna be shit.
Who the hell is Batman?
Man, Batman.
Who the hell is Batman?
Man, let me tell y'all, Batman is known all over.
Batman known for not racing. Ask when last time he had a Brewers race.
He can't get nobody locking in. That's why he only
told him that. Nah, I'm just bullshitting. Batman, all right. Hey, but they quit talking that lying shit. We would have locked you in with that. You know, we got the car already locked in. That's why we ain't locked you in, but
nah, that was Mark said. Go back and listen to the tape.
We didn't lock you in because we got the car already locked in.
That's not what he told me. He said, I would lock you in if you take that step out. If the car.
We ain't got problem with the step. We tap a motor like you will. We'll lock you in with that step. That ain't no problem.
Well, then when I tried to get in and do land with you, he would not do it for me. He would not.
He didn't Mark do it because the car already locked in. That's why he didn't do it.
Well, is it the car they want to get whooped by two Alabamians called Turbo 10?
No, we got the car already locked in. It ain't the fact about two Alabamians. We tried to lock you in before we locked Turbo 10 in.
I told you I had not tested yet. I had not tested last week either, but my nut's on swole right about now. I need somebody to dump these motherfuckers.
Quit get on this motherfucking show saying that all sad and shit, crapping and shit.
You're a Batman.
Be at what? I can't hardly hear you.
South Georgia. He's talking about South Georgia Motorsports.
Yeah, if the law willing, yeah, I'll be down there.
I'm bringing 12 to 16 cars. I'll lock you in with any one of them. Same way you would. You bring Predator on 28. You got
extra. I got 28.
Yeah, we're all going to be on 28 or a 275.
That'll be fine. That's not a problem.
You talking about Predator.
So what now?
Did you say something about Predator, Tim?
Yes. You gonna have Predator there?
You can talk about Nigga, but Nigga ain't got no Predator.
No, I ain't got no Predator.
I said, if Wick brings Predator, he can have
Is that your baby?
You know that me.
You talking about Doug Ray?
Yep.
No, I don't think I'm gonna make that race. I don't think we're gonna make that race, Tier. All right.
Oh,
but Nick,
what you gotta run up with this way, Tier?
What's that?
What you trying to run us with?
I'm bringing 12 to 16 cars. You guys can take a pick.
Man,
they're all
I don't want to hear that 16 goddamn cars. Which one you trying to run us with? I don't know nothing about no damn 12 to 16 cars.
He going to get in the shootout, ain't you, Terry? The 28 shootout?
Yep.
We can do shit in the shootout, homie. Not a problem. They don't come again. See, you can go ahead and take that check and send it on up here to me because that's my money.
No, you ain't going to be in our shootout.
I am going to be in the 28 shootout.
Yeah, the Nitro shootout, right?
Yeah, the Nitro shootout.
Yeah, we're doing the boosted shootout. I'm bringing 16.
Well, my partner Turbo 10 is going to be in the boost shootout.
We'll lock him in, too.
Goddamn right. Alabama going to get the boosted clad, and we're going to get the goddamn Nitro clad. Bleed that.
I'll lock him in right now with Boost 12.
Well, he ain't on the phone. I can't do that for me. He ain't never gave me that authority. But, you know, I'm quite sure he'll rent him. He ain't no chump, so I'm quite sure he'll rent him.
All right.
And me, you have a little bit on the side.
Let me open up
you
have
a little bit on the side with Boost 12 and Turbo.
Somebody call 9-8-8. I got to see who this is. 708. 6369. Who's calling, please?
This Cadillac Joe. What's happening?
Cadillac Joe.
Jay Bond, butt naked. What up?
What's up, Cadillac Joe?
Oh, man.
Hey, butt naked.
Yes, sir.
You said you ran a car that's 33s and backcast and wheelie bars and stuff. Was that a grudge race?
It's in a shootout, but what it was last week. If you heard our show, we was into it with them guys about running them guys, and DJ told me to stay away from the big
quiet.
What
kind of shootout was it? What kind of?
Wait a minute. Let me finish telling my story. I'm finna tell you with that Dirty South shootout. What they got out the back door? Clock talk.
We don't give a fuck about you running on.
What it was last week on my show, they had been talking that junk.
It wasn't no grudge race. The fuck
is the hell if you wouldn't? What the hell you think it wasn't no grudge race?
It wasn't no grudge, right? But the
why
would you fuck about you running a car and kicking it and all that bullshit? It wasn't no motherfucking grudge.
Well, why, if you didn't care, why the fuck y'all Chuck wouldn't lock me in last week then, homie?
Because we locked already in, man.
What the hell, locked in two times? In. Y'all Billy Badass.
No, we ain't locked in no two times.
You know what? We done about 50 y'all boys out over there in that 901 camp. We're going to show y'all something.
We just started, baby.
I tell you what. If my car running, we can lock in again on a nickel. Lock me in for goddamn it on 22nd.
I already told you I'm already locked in over there, man. I can't lock no more races in. I'm booked.
You ain't got but one race locked. That's Turbo 10. That's the only race you got.
I got three races locked, man. I'm booked up. There you talking about.
Who else you got besides Turbo?
Turbo, Tim, and CC. I'm booked up, man.
That ain't but two. You said three.
Turbo, Tim, CC, and Cold Killer. Can you count? Goddamn.
Yeah, I can count. But you didn't say but two.
You talk about
he's slow thinking. Can you count? He's slow
thinking. He's a slow thinker, butt naked. Yeah, I guess he is a slow thinker, ain't he?
Yeah. Hey, Cadillac Joe, you better not get caught that slow motherfucker. You got nothing there on track.
I don't want no trouble yet, Whit. I want no trouble yet. I want you to get unconfused first.
I just fucking with you, Cadillac Joe. You better not want no trouble. That motherfucker sitting up like a four wheel drive, blow your motherfucking nose up.
Let me buy one of them punk outs up. Man, make sure Gene go ahead get your motor fixed first, then try to get your fuck out ready. Shit, we got a goddamn fire three motherfuckers. I ain't gotta wait on Gene for real. Who the fuck you think you talking to?
Lock in, motherfucker.
A nickel, bitch. You heard me?
On what?
On that goddamn King Kong car.
What car you want to run?
29 on that King Kong, 911 5. Now, you can't handle 11-5. a 29.5. I don't give a fuck if you got a W or a D on that bitch. Lock it
don't
in.
Tell me what side tie to put on my car.
Man, you ain't remember with no goddamn 11.5. 29.5, W, D, S, whatever the fuck you want. As long as it's 29.5.
Well, I'm locked in with that car, but look, if you sure, we'll run your butt, nigga. We're going to run you.
Are you just adding, tell that girl you heard this motherfucker say lock in, and I just try to lock him in. Ain't the man, he gonna rip me, he didn't wanna lock in.
Not Jay, next week he'll be told, man. I tried to lock them in and they wouldn't lock in and man, that's throwing a bag of fucking rocks, man. Nah, I just told you I got the damn car locked in already. I ain't finna lock it in twice.
But you just rephrased it just in and said, go ahead and lock it in. We're gonna lock you
in.
Next week
say I was scared to lock you in, cause that's what you gonna do.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Man, I tell you.
Get your shit fixed. Well, that was going to be you and you. Wick wouldn't lock me in. I ain't going to get the car fixed. I ain't get it fixed.
Man, we got a 5-3 sitting over there in that other shop. Hey, let me put that bitch in.
Stick it in.
We damn sure will. We damn sure will if we have to.
Stick that motherfucker in.
We got some Kahunas.
Did you think they stopped selling motherfucker when you bought one?
Say what?
You think they stopped selling the motherfucker when you bought it?
Well, God, I'm just telling you, if I can't get mine back, we got a 5-3 over there.
Stick the motherfucker in there and be there.
No. I said we can't.
Act like you can't get yours back, motherfucker. Stick it in there, sure.
I ain't gonna act like it. If I can, I can't. If I can, I can.
Well, then quit all that motherfucking stunting. Tell me you got 5-3s and this and that. Put that motherfucker in there.
I didn't say I. I said we.
We, motherfucker. We got 5-3s. Stick the motherfucker in.
Well, like I said, lock me in, and we'll see what's up.
You think they stopped selling them motherfuckers when y'all bought y'all?
No, they didn't stop selling them. Get you one.
I don't want no goddamn 5-3 shit.
What the hell, I mean, did they stop selling them for then?
I got a 4840, because I got plenty of them motherfuckers.
What the hell ever? We're going to show you. I tell you what, Wick. You can keep your motherfucking money. I'm going to tell you like Mississippi Joe used to say. When I whoop your motherfucking ass, you gotta leave the check immediately. How about that?
Nah, I'm gonna be still trying to race. I might try to race somebody else.
That's what I got. I want you to leave the check immediately.
No,
I'm gonna ring your motherfucking ass off. I'm gonna show you.
No.
Y'all been running around here stunning this and that. That Holly Spring goddamn
number
on the
radio. What I do? Batman, what
huh?
I do when I came to Texas? Didn't I try to run your slow-ass car?
Yeah, you tried to give him some action. You tried to. Well, you know,
I tried to blow your motherfucking back out.
Listen, you know one thing about it. You know, I'm going to keep it 100 anytime. If I got problems with car, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to sit there and give money away like that. You know that. You seen it for yourself.
Didn't
I
whoop the baddest motherfucker in Texas? Didn't I whoop the baddest motherfucking small town in Texas?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't either. Because, see... Now, Tony
Thorne
been looking at you.
You
been running from him.
Man, Tony Thorne ain't showed up nowhere. I done been shaking motherfuckers.
Man, you been running from Tony Thorne now, man. Come on,
man. I was in Texas twice. Tony Thorne ain't showed up now in time.
Man, listen, man. I'm telling you, all right. Okay, all right. You know I know now.
Tony Thorne wasn't in Houston when we was over there. We run Hillbilly, we run 2K. Tony Thorne wasn't over there.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you really want to race? I'll get to Tony Thorne if you want him.
Man, look, man. Tony Thorne both been coming to Holly Springs one weekend. He said he was going to come over there.
I don't need you to look nothing up for me.
Tony Thorne know how to get in touch with me. He knows
okay,
that
now,
number.
You know, I put some dog on you now.
You ain't got to put shit with me.
We don't want them trouble. He want to be a superhero on their radio.
You know, I put some dog on you now.
Hey, hold on. I don't even look. You ain't got to put shit on me. I ain't hard to find. I don't need you talking for me no motherfucker like Batman.
I ain't got to talk for you.
Don't put no motherfucker on me. They know how to find me. I don't need you directing no motherfucker.
Okay, let's get it right.
Direct your ass to me. That's what you do.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this, like I told you. And I told you then. You know, my car was running right and getting the buzz out of it. But I mean, I'm not going to run from it. You just going
Yeah, direct your ass to me then. You talking about directing the motherfucker.
Come on, baby. That's okay. You can't do is turn the red light on.
Man,
see,
look,
thing,
I was
one thing, listen, one thing I ain't never been afraid of is win or lose. I'm still going to be that Batman.
I can't do it. You ain't grudge race all year. And last year, you didn't have me.
That's a lie. See, this is a new car. This car is a new car. You know that. I told you that.
How many times you grudge race this year? You should have been in grudge more than three times this year. You say you've been racing 27 goddamn years.
I've been racing for a long time. Yes, I have. I've been racing probably when you was against the fence watching everybody else race.
Yeah, well, but goddamn, you don't act like it.
Well, like I told you, you know, again, if you want some dog, I could post some dog on you. You know it.
Hey, wait. Let me ask you a question.
What button, nigga? What the fuck?
Since you won't lock me in, can I get a bet on the side with Turbo Tim on y'all?
Man, you can leave me the fuck alone. Get your car ready and get to the motherfucking track with and watch me race you.
I can't ask you, can I get a side bet?
You can bet your motherfucking money however you want to bet it.
I'm talking about with me and you.
Man, you
I
will.
I ain't talking about the motherfuckers in that crowd. I'm talking about me and you.
Get your money, man. We'll be there, man.
Hey, Whit, you gonna be in my government?
Who the Turbo?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got the call, dude. I don't know. I think I got to change plans. I don't know, Turbo.
I got
big going on. I forgot all about it. It fucking slipped my mind, man.
Right.
I'm just getting back on the line. We came bagging out on running Turbo Tim.
I'm locked in with that man. I'm locked in with him.
What that dude? Boost Toya. Who is him?
Terry done dropped. He done dropped. You don't want Turbo? You want me to get Boost Toya on?
Get him on here quick.
He ain't doing that. Scoop performed with his ass up there in Indiana. Y'all ran suitcase with the Turbo Monster, right? Yeah. Okay, you looking forward to see y'all again now. I'm telling you that. Yeah, I know you is. Y'all come out of Texas. Y'all looking forward to seeing me more often. Y'all want me to come over there.
Batman, you ain't got no problem with Batman, do you?
No, I don't need no old backyard motherfucker mediating shit for me.
Listen, I ain't trying to me they shit for you. I'm just telling you, you said you came over and ran the fastest car in Texas. I'm telling you that you didn't.
Right. When I run into the fastest motherfucker over there, I'm going to run him.
Well, you know you ran the car and threw him, but you act like you didn't want to run him. You said you didn't want to do nothing with car and throw him. The last time we talked on Thomas,
I don't like motherfuckers like you. Now you just told a motherfucking lie. That's why I don't like motherfuckers like you. Now you just told a motherfucking lie. Now, see, you can bag up on one of these shows, Jay, and remember Tony Thorne came on Tom McDonald's show or something, he said he might come to Hot Springs August the 4th, but he didn't come. So I don't know what this idiot called about. That's why I said I don't even want to talk to this idiot.
Well, I'm not saying this is what I'm saying. I'm going to say this again.
You a full of shit motherfucker.
You told me, this is what you told me. You told me that you said you were going to run over to Tony Thorne. That's what you told me.
I ain't told you shit.
You didn't tell
me that. I don't want to run Tony Thorne. I run Tony Thorne, goddammit, any time I see him. Only time me and Tony Thorne have been at the track together we didn't run is when I came to Texas last year. And I didn't even hardly know Tony Thorne. I went around there and tried to run him. I was in his trailer. They had the car, and the trailer never would pull it out. And he said he came around and looked at my car and said, no, he didn't want to run me. And I ran Renzo over there. I beat Renzo ass over there. He supposed to be one of the fastest boys over there. You know Renzo?
In Texas?
Yeah. With the Camaro.
You want me to talk about Houston, Texas?
I said Texas. I don't know where the fuck Texas be.
Yeah, you want me to talk about Houston, Texas then.
Well, goddammit, you just stay out the way, man. You just sit there and be quiet and listen at this show.
I'm
tired to run Tony Thorne plenty of times. We just ain't ran yet.
Okay. You know he's a tough competitor. I believe that. I believe you do know that, though.
Yeah,
it's
like,
right.
Yeah, I ain't taking nothing from
him.
He's bad motherfucker.
I'm like, we'll just leave it at that thing. Cause I mean, when you said you beat the fastest
guy, I
you telling
that lie, Thomas.
About
saying I ain't
want to run Tony Thorne. I really thought that's what you had told me. Honestly, real talk. Cause one thing ain't gonna do on you with. I mean, I ain't gonna lie on you. Cause I don't do no lying about
you. You just did.
Okay, well, I'm gonna say this again. I'm gonna say this once again, man. If that's what that was, that's what that was. One thing I ain't gonna never get upset about this shit. You can believe that.
I ain't upset either. I'm just telling you told a lie.
Okay.
Everybody knows you told a lie.
No,
so
I thought you had told me.
I run the fastest man in the world at least one time. I run any motherfucker one time. Perhaps you don't make it look good if you make it look good.
Well, I know you when you say Texas. That's the reason why I said, well, no, he's not the fastest in Texas. Now,
well, you talking to the baddest motherfucker in the country right now, Grudge Race.
I don't believe it.
Man, you got them. You gonna believe it? Got them 40 years.
I don't believe it. You can't tell that shit to me now. You said
you
get your fuck.
You get your. You really? Well, I know you believe because you didn't get your fuck ass in the way when I drawed on you in Texas.
I
know you
got
believe.
A problem, man. I saw y'all got a problem, so I couldn't do shit.
Yeah, I know you would. Good night, get the fuck in the way. You gonna have a problem for real, fuck with me.
Yeah, that's what you say. You sound good, motherfucker.
Turbo Tim, I couldn't get there to answer the phone. I couldn't get there to answer the phone, Turbo Tim. I did try. Let me open the phone,
quick. I'm a bad motherfucker.
Who that? How many bad motherfuckers on me? Hold on. 773-8424. 773-8424. Your mic is open. Who I'm speaking to, please? 773-8424. Your mic is open. Come on with it. You don't want them talking. Hey, hold on, y'all. I got to let y'all know that Doobie is on out of Louisiana. Doobie is on. He said he got a little background noise, so his mic is open. Let me see if he's ready. Doobie, you there? Doobie. He said as soon as he got around that background noise. Batman, Doobie said, Batman, you need to see that damn video. I'll send it to you. Dubin has said the goddamn Texas boy don't want to damn raise nobody. Dubin went out to Texas and blew on everybody. Couldn't get a damn race.
Well, see, the thing is, you know, man, he already knew that we run 8 mile up here, man. Hell, we didn't tell you that. We don't run no quarter mile, man. You know, they come down here. That's like me coming somewhere and I know I'm not running a quarter mile. What the fuck I'm going down there for if I'm running, I know my claim set up for a quarter mile, man?
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you one more time. I asked this shit earlier, Batman. Answer why everybody's on listening to you, Batman. The baddest drug races in the country. Come out of what state?
You said the baddest. Say it again, my phone broke. Say it again.
The baddest drug races in the country. Come out of what state?
Come out of Texas. I'm telling you that they do.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm telling you that they do.
Yeah. Well,
ask him what I'm talking about.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah, this is me.
Hello, Joe. I know you're a bad man, and I know you ain't gonna stand down. We're trying to keep you a little rough. I mean, you ain't scared of Wick, are you?
Hey, let me explain one thing to you, Jay. I ain't scared of no man, but right now, I'm in the bushes. When I get out the bushes, I'm at him. He got to figure out what he want to do. He has his plate full all the time. So if his plate get over full, he's going to be in trouble. You understand what I'm saying? So what I got to do, just wait on him. When it's time, we're going to dance. We're going to party. And we're still going to go get something to eat, Jay.
That's how you supposed to do it, man.
Ain't nobody scared of nobody. I ain't scared of no small tack. I got a big tack cop. He got a small tack cop. That's his problem. I'm not changing nothing. Because if I can't be at my best, I can't play the game. I ain't going to change my game to get to what your game you're trying to get at me. Holler.
Hey,
now, can you understand what I'm saying?
Hey, I got you. Let me ask you a question. When it comes to drug racing, what state do you say got the baddest drug racing based on the state? Which state got the baddest drug racing according to Cadillac Joe?
According to Cadillac Joe, man, the North. We got some terrible cars up here.
In the South.
The South come behind us.
I got another question for you. Name me. I got two categories. I got back hair, and I got e-body. Tell me, name the top five in the country in each category. The top five cars, if you keep up with it like that. In g-body, according to Cadillac Joe, who are the top five g-bodies in the country?
The top G-body that I see in the country right now that I kept up with, that would be
give me number one,
Deck Crown, and give Donyay, and then give 901 Boy, they props, and give, what's that cat, I can't think of his other. I think his name is Bird. Huh?
Is he a G-body or is he a back half?
He a back half. The two G-bodies would be the two regals, Donnie and Cole Killer.
Okay. Now, who's the baddest back half in the country?
Well, the baddest back half that I would say, he got a GTO. I can't think of his name that I've seen. Him and Batman. Was that Birdman?
Birdman got a Camaro, I think. And I don't know what the hell High got. I don't know what kind of car that High and Jekyll got, Batman.
They got a Camaro.
They got two tomorrow, actually.
Okay, it might be them. I'm not sure. But, you know, those.
Yeah, you're talking about Jeff and Hyde. Yeah, Jeff and Hyde, and you're talking about Birdman. Birdman is out of Houston, Texas. He has a Firebird Trans Am, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Firebird, I believe.
Now, this is a topic that we don't talk about much, but let's say this right now. According to the top five top sportsmen, Kelly Joe, can you even name a top sportsman called Bird? And if you can, name the five baddest ones in the country.
Right now, I'm going to back down off that because I'm not sure.
Batman, can you give me the top five top sportsmen in the country?
Well, I mean, I can give you maybe two out of Texas, you know what I'm saying? I can't really just say on others, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell you probably two that's out of Texas that I know that have been around and been upstate and, you know, doing their thing, you know. One of them was Roy James, you know. He was doing his thing with his. And like I said, Treatment is coming on just as well, too. So those two right there, you know, I'm going to always be down for Texas, you know that, so. And I can't vouch for everybody else because I ain't seen anybody else. You know what I'm saying? But
man,
I know.
Somebody told me that Tree Man, I hadn't seen Tree Man's car up close. I don't know. So I'm just telling you what I heard. And they said, that's a damn pro mod. They said, that is a pro mod. Is it a pro mod or not a pro mod?
Man, I don't think it is. But, you know, let me tell you something. Technology is going to change so much. No, I'm going to give you a good, for instance, Jake, is when we went up to. We went up to Hattiesburg for the first time, and I was running. I was going to run the dog. You know what I'm saying? And you know, me and him had locked the race in, and I don't know if it was just behind time or what, but the 69 got it. You know, he tore up and down with a chassis car, and I told him, "Man, this ain't no chassis car, man." I said, "I don't know what y'all consider as a chassis car." You know, I told him, I think I was just behind time. You know what I'm saying? On a lot of things. Because, I mean, now these times of era, everybody have different ways of building their cars. And, you know, the technology, like I said, done changed so much. So, you know, people holler that in a minute. Then, you know, they'll tell one person. Then they say, no, 1,000 people say the same thing. And really, when it comes to it, you know, a car ain't really what they say it is. So, you know, they just have different variables on it, you know. But I
heard you say that before. I think Batman, I think you take pride in punking that. I think you take pride in the fact that you punked that Willie Dawg at Hattiesburg.
I think you take pride in that. You know, Willie Dawg talked all that mess. You know, and we locked in the race and everything. You know, and this was maybe a month and a half before we went to Hattiesburg. And when we got down there, he seen the car, and he was like, you know, and matter of fact, Pro Stock Joe, when I came in the gate, Pro Stock Joe stood up there and looked at me. He said, man, we just going to pay out the park out fee. I said, why? He said, man, we're looking at this car here. We're looking at a dog car. My dog didn't have a chance in the world to beat this car. I said, well, man, I said, this is what a lot of people don't understand is that it's hard to lock in something that you don't see, you know what I'm saying? Because regardless of the fact, you know, I tell people all the time is you better make sure you know what you're locking in when you lock it in, you know. But the car
what
is
car
one of those
dog, what car was it that dog you fucked dog got in?
This is the 69, the 69 Camaro that we have.
Now, what was dog driving?
He had that 4-door car, that 4-door, that the one that's cut all the way out. He's sitting in the back seat of it.
Hey Jay, this is Birdman. Can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Birdman. How you doing, Birdman?
I'm hanging in there. I appreciate you for getting me in. I got a couple people I gotta ask a question to, if you don't mind. But this fella right here, Batman, Batman, how you doing this evening?
I'm all right, man. What's happening, man?
Hey, nothing much. Batman, when you say you punk dog out with that photo cutlass, were you evidently, did you have a bigger tie size than he did?
No, I mean, listen, I described his car to the T on the phone. And he told me right off the bat, he didn't care what I had.
And I told him, I said, man, it's a 10-5 car. You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I don't care what you got. He wanted to do it. And he locked it in. Him and Pro Stock Joe, they locked it in and everything. We got to the gate in Hattiesburg. And I remember, quite frankly, yeah, Pro Stock Joe was sitting right there in the gate. And he looked at me and he looked at the car. He's like, man, we're going to go ahead and pay our car out fee right now. I said, why? He said, man, I don't know what Dog was thinking about. But he said, man, I heard about this car, man. He said, man, he can't beat this car, man. I said, he was just talking. I said, then why he do all this talking and lock all the money in? He already knew what it was, you know. I mean, I don't know, man, but that's what that was. That's how they come about, you know. But like I said, you know, they looked all up on the car, and like I told everybody else, you know, the car is not no chassis car, and it ain't no chassis car. I put money on it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just want y'all to know that Batman is a bad man.
Well, Batman, let me ask you this question. If you knew that, say, for instance, I'm going to put it to you like this right here. Hypothetically speaking, you had a 4A4 motor, and I, which is bread man, had a 5-inch bore space. Would you lock it in with me knowing that I had a 5-inch and you got a 4A4? Would you lock the race in with me if both of us had the same car, basically?
I'm going to tell you one thing about me, and I can't speak for others, but I'm going to speak for myself. Before I lock anything in, I'm going to tell you what I do, man. I look at the playbook, and what I call the playbook, I look at my own playbook to see where I'm at, see how fast I'm running. And then I'm going to check you out, because I'm going to look at your car, and I'm going to find out some resources about your car. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else, but I play the game very
seriously. Hey, man, I ain't trying to break conversation, though. This weird, though. But that motherfucker ain't gonna read no about this, man.
Hold on, let me get it in. Hey, just let him finish up. Let him finish up for everybody get here. I want to hit it, man, because it's going the way we want to hear. Go ahead, finish, Batman. Come on out of the woods and throw some color on so we can see you in the dark.
Right, because I'm saying again, if I feel like I can beat you, man, I'm going to try you. That's just me, period. You know, if I feel like I can't beat you, I'm not going to try you.
So you saying, Batman, let me sum this up before everybody dive in on this here. Let me sum this up. You saying if you never seen my car run and I just came on the scene, I'm new on the scene, and I'm telling you what I got, and, me and you sit alike, basically, you ain't finna try me because you ain't never seen me in action.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you is this.
Hold on a minute, Bread Man. He already lied on me. Let me get this shit straight first. This dog.
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
What did
I tell y'all about that motherfucker?
Hey, hold on a minute. Hey, Jay Vaughn, am I on, Jay? Am I on?
Okay, let's
straighten this up now about he fucking with the dog out. I'm going to be honest with you. Ain't nail bitch since I've been breathing that fucked me out. I might have bagged down and didn't run, paid the punk out. But now, with me and Breadman, me and Batman, just like he said, we locked up on the phone. When they got to the damn track, I didn't give a damn. All the people came over and said, hey, man, that's a tube chassis car. I said, if it's tube chassis, then that ain't what we locked up on. We locked up on the back end. They told me in Atomic Dog, and they said that's what they call back ends in Texas. So we had a misunderstanding on what kind of car it was. But don't forget one thing, if Batman tell the truth, I still said I didn't give a fuck. I still wanted to run the motherfucker. All my people didn't want to run it, so we didn't run it. But he forgot to tell you, we tricked his dumb ass right on down to Alabama and fucked him up.
Let me ask you a question. Won't you get this right now? Tell them what I had to do for y'all, though.
You ain't had to do nothing for me but get the money.
Tell them I had to give you a back tire to move with another car, y'all.
Well, then you was a dumbass. I was saying we tricked you, but like I'm trying to say, with me and your race, I ain't mad with you about that. Because what you said, told me on the phone is, I said, okay. Okay, when we got out there, hold on a minute, Batman. What I'm just trying to say, though. Batman, what I'm just trying to say, when you said it, you said you punked me out. You didn't punk me out. When we got out of there, we had Pro Star Joe, like you said that was a tube chassis car and everything. We got an independent man that said, is this a tube chassis car or not? They looked at it and said, yeah, it's a tube chassis car. Tracy came over there. Yeah. Well, okay, let me finish, Batman. Then they said in Texas, this is what we call back end. I told them I didn't give a damn because, see, I was racing you, not the car. I thought you was a piece of shit, and I didn't give a damn about you. I didn't give a fuck if you was on a pro mod. I was racing you. I don't respect your driving, so I was gonna run you.
Okay, then why you didn't then?
I didn't run it because goddamn, you never did pull the bitch off the trailer. We pull off the trailer, and you never did pull the bitch off the trailer.
You really lying. And one thing I ain't gonna do is sit for it.
That's one thing about me. I don't lie. Tell me what I'm lying about.
Listen, man. Just like I said again, I'm gonna say this again. Once again, is you talked all that noise about what you was gonna do and this man. If you had your mind made up, man, a wild herd of horses could have stopped you from running me, man. So why you let the herd of horses stop you?
I just asked you, what did I lie about?
Why you didn't run? That's what I'm saying.
I bagged out the trailer, didn't run you. You didn't never pull out the trailer. I pulled out the trailer and still run your ass.
No, if that's the case,
all my ass.
Let me tell you something. You could have whooped that car even if I let you tow your ass.
I don't know whether I could have whooped it or not. I pulled out the trailer and went and raised somebody else because your bitch ass ran around there. All they talked about was.
You know what, though? It's okay. But you know what? I picked a little hot 1,000 on the foot from your boy Cowboy, so I was all right with that.
I know you did. I was out there ready. I wasn't calling the race. You're right. You did. You fucking up. But don't lie on dog, bro. Dog
ain't gonna do no racing, dog. You already know Batman and Shake Ass ain't gonna do no damn racing.
Yeah, babe, you right about that. That bitch ain't gonna do no. He gonna do more fucking talking than do anything else.
That's all he do is talk. Run his goddamn mouth.
Hey, let me tell y'all this. I met Batman. I met with him 3 times. Every time he told me how dog pumped out. Every time I met Batman, he tell me, and just like tonight, when we get him on the show, Batman tell everybody how we dog pumped out.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look here. He got famous for telling that lie. I made him famous.
Hey, dog. Let me ask you a question, though. I still want to know this for a fact. You already know you had a chance of him beating that car, didn't you?
That's one thing about me. See, that's one thing about me. You got to fucking beat me. I ain't going to look at no fucking car and say, yeah, I think that car going to beat me.
The first time don't tell you when I pulled in the gate, he stopped me right there. He told me, hell no.
That's what I'm trying to fucking tell you. That's what I'm saying is that's Pro Stock Joe. You're right. At the time, we was on the same sheet. He did say that. But like I said, they got an independent man that said whether or not this was Tube Chassis. Where we from, that was a Tube Chassis car. So in essence, if it was a Tube Chassis car, what we call a Tube Chassis car, I didn't have to run you. But I was going to still run your motherfucking ass. I didn't give a fuck. I told him I was running your dumb ass.
You know what? It's hard for me to believe that because I was going to split your head like some bread, man. Put some butter right in the center of that.
Whit said, all you're going to do is talk about what you was going to do.
Hey, man, listen, man. I know Whit want to race me real bad. I know he do. You know, I can tell. I can hear it in his voice. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Batman, and somebody else said that one thing about it, they said they hope you do race because you damn sure can't announce. They said you was over there announcing. They couldn't understand a fucking thing you was saying.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you this. I know that's a lie because if that's the case, I wouldn't be asked to go everywhere to announce. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, I didn't even know you announced, so a motherfucker told me. He said, yeah, man, Batman was over there doing an announcement, but we couldn't understand a fucking thing he said the whole night. So how did I know unless somebody told me? I wouldn't have.
Hey, dog, it could have been a PA system.
That's true, you're right about that now. But I tell you what, Macon got a damn good announcer. I love Macon. I might come down there and announce down there for free.
Yeah, it could be a PA system, though.
I gotta agree to you on that. Yeah. Hey, Whit, when I come back down to the goddamn Holly Springs too, I need a good cordless mic now. That motherfucker cordless mic I got, I can't go nowhere with the goddamn step now.
They got a good one now.
Do you got anything running, dog? Batman,
yeah,
you got the Holly Springs on the 6th.
Huh?
Now hold on a minute.
Yeah, he
hold on a minute. We,
yeah,
wait, let me get to him.
Let me get him. I got something for you to drive and everything. He meets you in Holly Springs on the 26th. I don't give a fuck what he show up with. You go drive one of my cars and beat his motherfucking ass.
Hold on, wait. I want that. I want him to throw that. Hey, Batman, are you coming to Big Drag Race? You coming to Big Drag Race?
What date is it?
The 22nd of September, bitch.
say, dog.
I want that.
Listen,
I want
dog.
That. I want
you
that. I want
listen,
that.
You listen. You the only one that can come out there because I know you're really joking when you say that. You hear that? You hear that?
I want that. I want that big sucker before the goddamn October. I want that big sucker as quick as I can get him. somebody might fuck around there and stick a dick in his mouth and choke him. I don't want nobody to choke until I got this girl.
Hey, that man, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What three grudge races you had this year?
Man, listen, I had three grudge races in Dallas, man. In Dallas, I have.
I bet don't nobody know about him.
Listen,
this is what I'm going to do for you. Since you say you're so tough, you want to say, why don't you just let me move with either one of your cars? I'm going to try.
Ain't nobody going to let you move. Grow the fuck up. Don't.
Ain't your car back half with big time?
No, it's not. Not no more.
That Mustang with big tires on it, I think.
No. You must just look at them right. They got 29.10 5s on.
Your Mustang had 29s on it?
Yeah. It just sit low to the ground, that's all.
Oh. But look, you didn't answer my question.
I just told you, man, I had three races in Dallas, Texas, man. I was just out of track this weekend with the car. That's Jay, he saw it.
I know, I'm saying, who did you run though?
Listen, man, I got three wins up under my belt. That's all you need to know. I don't need you to match it up.
Ask you who do you run. You can't name who you run, you dumb bouncer.
No, because I don't need to match me up when I come down there. I don't know. I don't want you to know what I'm doing.
Oh, you don't know what the hell you're doing, stupid shit.
I know.
Yeah.
You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Say, dog, you still got that photo car running?
I believe y'all scared of them, Batman. Batman told you he ain't going to let you know who he ran because he don't y'all trying to size him up.
Man, ain't nobody giving a fuck who Batman running. Jake, we lock Batman in. We lock Batman with any damn thing he got. It don't make no difference as long as he said his dumb ass in
there. There you go again with that bullshit.
See, there you go. All I know
Batman,
is, hey,
Batman. Batman. Coming over this way. When is Batman coming this way?
No,
Batman.
Yeah.
Who paid you to punk out, Batman?
I mean, I'm gonna get this right now. Man, check this out now. Now what's this dog gonna lie? Say, dog.
He can't answer the question.
No, I'm this dog gonna lie, dog. Who gave me that punk out money?
Didn't nobody get no fucking punk out money. Nobody get no fucking money.
I want to see if you was going to tell the truth or not. No.
I'm going to tell the truth. I got no reason to damn lie.
But you know what? Listen. First reason why I was like, man, you know what? No. You know, really, y'all know that was some bullshit. I had to get my punk out of feet. You know, that makes shit kind of bad.
Hold on. Let me straighten this up now. Let me straighten this up to tell you now. And if you want to be real, I should have got it. Cause what's happening now? You was down in the south where we call that tube chassis. So if that's the case, and it was a tube chassis car, you supposed to pay it because you told me you had a back half car. So you really should have paid the fuck out money.
But if that's the case, then I could say the same thing for Texas.
No. If we had came to Texas, then you could have said the same thing. You wasn't in Texas,
well, listen,
bitch.
Man. But listen, I still got that same
69. If you still got that same motherfucker, anytime you come this way, anytime, bitch, I'm running your bitch ass.
I don't believe it, dog.
I asked you when
are you coming this way? So I already know I can't afford to come that way. I already know this. My money don't let me come that far. But tell me when is you coming anywhere close to Mississippi? Closer. When are you coming anywhere that I will come to your motherfucker?
I'm gonna let you know real soon. And I'm gonna let you, Jay don't know real soon. I'm gonna let you know real soon. I'm gonna tell you gonna be there.
Jay. Uh-huh. Who dick is in his mouth? Who dick is in Batman's mouth tonight?
So he told me after the third time, every time I met Batman, he's a good dude, but he had to tell me about you paying the punk out.
He didn't ever pay.
You, man. Well, you hold the punk out. He said, according to you, dog, you look at his car. You didn't post something. Look at his car and say, shit, we can't fuck with this man, him.
Yeah, you can stop that logic.
They on the phone? That's what the man
told me. Yeah, that's what you said.
Hold on a minute. I done told y'all again. I could look at that man in the car 100 times and don't know what the damn tube chest or back is. I don't know. They went and got the independent man. And they asked him, they went and got an independent chassis, man, and asked him, was that a back half or a tube chassis? He came back and said it was a tube chassis because they didn't have a certain amount of frame rate or some
but
shit.
See,
I don't know. I can't tell the difference.
I did find out that the same dude that you sent over that tub, you paid him up under the table and said it just to get that off your ass.
Well, if he got paid on the table, I ain't gonna say he didn't get paid on the table, but I'm gonna say one thing. I didn't pay him a motherfucking quarter because I don't give a fuck what you got.
Yeah, you see, you go again with that. Now, when I bring a monster back down to that bitch, you're going to say the same thing.
Hey, look here. Okay. The tight man on the phone, he can tell you. I have a stock suspension car on 28 that I ain't never drove before. I went and drove on a damn car, Goldie, that everybody know flying. So if I ain't scared of him, why do you think I'm going to be scared of a motherfucker I don't even respect? I don't even respect you as a driver, Batman. That's why I was running you.
Well, why you didn't get back? Why you just
don't
get on up there, though?
I did. I unloaded and ran, what his name is, Red Hot. You didn't unload at all. You didn't unload for 3 days.
When I came to you and asked, I said, man, what are we going to do? You told me, man, I'm going to go ahead and run this other guy. Now, did you not tell me that?
Okay. Not what he just said, he's telling the truth. That's because, damn it, he wanted to run for that all that money. And the boys that was backing me was finna run that tube chassis car for that money. I couldn't run for the money you wanted to run for.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you next time I see you, we ain't gotta run for a whole bunch of money. I just want your soul so I can bring it back to Texas and put it in my bottle.
I told you that's what I wanna do. Hey, look here, I just wanna beat your motherfucking no racing ass. That's all the fuck I wanna do. That's what I do this shit for. That's what I do this shit for. I don't do this shit for no motherfucking money. Yeah. I'm too motherfucking old. I be wanna bury a motherfucker's soul. I don't give a fuck if they run for a goddamn it's a bologna sandwich.
We gotta talk about a couple races. You know, there's a race up in Chicago this weekend. I was trying to get Larry to come on and to talk about that. We had a race at over at the House of Hook. I was trying to see if anybody know who won the shootout over there. A couple of mics are open. Let me keep your mic on. Larry might be on one of these calls. Let me see. I got 313-5415. 313-5415. Your mic is open. Go ahead.
Niles is listening.
All righty. We got 334-4161. 334-4161. Your mic is open. Go ahead. 334-4161. Who's calling
you? Hey, Jay, you, they ain't answering. You
want to
start some shit.
Hey, I'm can I say something?
Go ahead.
Can I say something, man? I hate all these guys talking about these tie sizes. What is it about tie sizes, man? I'm from the old school. The old school was like,
who am I
talking
to? Who am I talking to?
And you run, you poke, you brung enough.
Who
I understand
am I talking
this tie size stuff. Excuse me?
Who am I talking to?
It's Cadillac.
Cadillac. Okay, I couldn't tell about who was them.
Man, come on, Cadillac. Me and you talking to that Indiana Cadillac. Me and you talking to Indiana. You take your ass out there with some 28s and some 29s and let them bitches put them 17 34s on your ass, and then you'll know about them goddamn ties. Now, Jay, if you want to start some shit, Jay. If you want to start some shit, let me start some shit that everybody gonna say I'm hating, but I ain't hating. I just like to run a motherfucker. Now you know I used to run. I used to drive the Trey One car. Now right. I seen on the internet the Trey One car ready on the 22nd. Goddamn it, 22nd down in motherfucking Montgomery. I want his ass.
Uh-oh. No, you gonna call the man out?
I got him. I can't hit it, man. I got fired. The motherfucker fired me. God damn it. He fired me. I want his ass.
Dog, you cool with me. Dog, you so damn.
Huh?
Dog, do your thing, nigga. But hey, I'm going to tell you like this, dog.
Said,
I'm a 33, man. Come get me. Show me that little track and catch me.
If you got on size 33, Cadillac, if you come down on the 22nd, bitch, on your 33s, I'm going to run you with a set of 28s, and you got the back fucking top.
Man, you know what? I like that. I like that, Joe. Hey, you know what, Joe? I'm going to tell you
this dog.
I said,
you know
when the dog,
Because Cadillac Joe is just like the fucking Batman. Then neither one of them bitches is going to bust a brick.
You said what? Willie dog, wait a minute. Willie dog, man. You gonna give me the back?
I mean,
I got to try that.
Look here. I love you like a play cousin. I love goddamn Batman like a play brother. But I'm trying to tell y'all, when it comes to racing, I got no friends in racing. When I'm lying up,
I'm with you, Willie dog. I ain't mad at that. Long we gonna get something to eat later, man. Whoever cut the stuff you on.
Say, any car you bring down in, I don't care what it is, any car you sit in, I don't care what kind of car it is, you got the back top.
That's going to be your car, right? It's going to be your truck.
I ain't got no fucking truck, bitch.
You ain't going to be no B, now. Hey, Willie dog, watch yourself, man. You talking to a grown man. I ain't call you that.
I thought you had a truck.
I apologize.
How old are
you? I'm older than you, Willie dog. You're a young boy up under me, Willie dog.
How old are you? If you older than me, I won't call you no bitch.
You know what, Willie dog? I'm going to slap you inside that bed head.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. If you left handed and you slap me with your left hand, you got to beat your meat with your right hand.
Willie dog, I'm gonna take that back time for you, Willie dog. I will be there, Willie dog.
Now hold on. If Tyke Man on the phone, I want him to straighten this bullshit. You ain't taking a motherfucking thing from me. I'm giving it to you, bitch.
Look at the man yourself. You're gonna be my feet when I get through with you. You're gonna be one of my magic crew.
Say, dog. I got one request, dog. I'll come down there if you show me no more. I got one request. I'll come down there if you show me no more badass feet again on video so I can laugh like a motherfucker.
But if I tell you what, hold on. Let me answer this in now. Jay, always let me answer because I'm ready tonight. I'm half drunk. Go in the bedroom. Hey, go in the bedroom and wake your old lady up and tell her to show you the picture. She got a picture of the motherfucker.
Say,
dog, NC2, I know
the bitch got
gangrene
by now.
Oh. That
dog.
Jay, get on your job. Call Trey One, man.
I don't do that. I got a new phone, dog. I ain't got the number, but let me see. Hold on, give me a second, dog.
I can't see the bitch.
Sue start to get in the ring.
And look here, I didn't supposed to AJ. I didn't supposed to tell it neither. I y'all know who the test dummy for that gangster boot is coming out, don't you? You know who the test dummy is, don't you? You're talking to him, goddammit. You're talking to him.
You the test dummy?
They pain the fuck out me, but I've been testing that bitch. And a motherfucker in trouble. I hate to do this to Tyke, man. Tyke, man, when they draw on you, Tyke, man, mute your phone, man.
No, don't tell me that, man.
I didn't supposed to tell nobody, but guess what? They paid, I'm going to tell you the truth. They paid me in advance, and I went out there and tested the car 2 times, right? And they didn't like something I told them, and they're going to try to tell me what to do, so I quit. But I already got paid, though.
Oh, so this time you didn't get fired?
I quit. Hey, I quit for this line, man.
I'm trying to find out. No, hold on. Is Larry, where you at, man?
I'm right here, Jay. I've been on.
Larry, how you doing this?
I'm doing fine, Jay. How's everybody? Dog, all of y'all. How y'all everybody doing? Everybody doing all
right?
Hey,
Uncle Larry, how you doing, man? How you doing? Fellowship Incorporated?
How you doing? I'm doing fine, Jay. I'm doing fine, dog. Everything's been wonderful.
Larry,
I'm still waiting to go fishing, Uncle Larry.
Man, me too.
Let's go.
But listen, hey, I heard y'all had the biggest show on this side of the Mississippi this weekend. Tell me about it. Who took on the money? Who glorious raised? Give it, Larry. Tell everybody about that big ass show y'all just had.
Well, it was a real nice show, man. We had quite a few people in the Midwest to come and fellowship with us, man. But we just was loaded, Jay. They had a all day shootout. We had a few grudges in between, but a lot of the stuff that I missed, Jay, because I was active during that period of time. And it would be kind of hard for me to just give you in specifics of who did this or who did that, because I stayed on the move pretty much.
Did y'all have a small-time shootout?
We had a thing, and it didn't matter what size tie you had, let's get it in, you know?
Oh, don't even matter what size
time.
How about that shit, Willie
Dog? Man, let him talk. Don't get me to stop because you know I can't stop.
Hey, let me ask you another question then. Did you hear, Larry, that damn badass butt naked tell everybody that he got he chased down a car with a 108 60 foot?
A 108 60 foot. Yes, I did.
Jay, come on now. Anybody that got any reason since, no, they must. The damn ticket must have been wrong.
Hey, man. The man, that was the man said. Now, I don't know how the man know the man is 60 foot, but the man said, Dustin, didn't you see it, Dustin? Dustin said he seen this shit, man.
Whoever seen this goddamn thing, tell him a goddamn lie, too.
Hey,
dog,
why you gotta do it like that, man?
I'm just telling the goddamn truth, because whoever told that goddamn lie, telling a motherfucking lie. The only way you chase down a bitch with a 108 60 footer, chase him down, his car must have broke head track.
The man, big
time car with a 108 60. Hold on, did the car go all the way through? Did the car go all the way through?
Yeah, car went all the way through. Yeah, he said. Yeah.
That was a goddamn lie. Nigga, they ain't chased no bitch down with a bitch with a 120 60 foot.
That damn butt naked running 420s now, man.
Now, buck naked must be talking about that goddamn game he playing with them deals on the internet or some shit.
Hey, Jay,
fuck that, I'm mad, Jay. I'm back. Call that motherfucker my man, Trey One, a little Sherman Abner. The Sherman or J1, I mean a Trey 1, either one of them. I want to lock their ass in for goddamn it to 22nd down in Alabama.
You know my show? I can't call nobody from the show, dog.
Lord. Thank man told me this was a little fuck the bad grudge ain't show. God damn.
That's the one on the phone.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all, I ain't pulled the Phillies here, but I'm mad now. Me and Mississippi Joe done been fighting again, so I'm mad, so I'm finna tell everything. They talking about some goddamn great whale in the goddamn ocean. I heard, goddamn it, they got a goddamn water evacuation system on that other goddamn boot that's coming out. They said they're going to suck all that fucking water out of the goddamn ocean.
Are you trying to say that the Gangsta Boo won? I guess you just said the Gangsta Boo not, because the Gangsta Boo 2 gone. So the Gangsta Boo is coming at the Great White.
The Gangsta Boo says, fuck a great white. That's what that. Now, I didn't supposed to say it, but since they fired me, I quit. He said, motherfucker, goddamn it, a great white.
Boy, is that lock-in talk or just talk?
All I can do is what I heard them talking about it. That's what they were saying. They said they didn't give a damn. They said, fact of matter, Mr. Joe got stupid. I don't know if he was drinking or what. He was on them steroids or something. He said something about if he pisses him off, the first run, he'd be in the back guy. That's what I heard now.
Now, all I want to know is it talk? Like they say, is it real or is it memory?
Well, all I know is I think they said it's a stock suspension car, but when I was sitting in the motherfucker, I ran over a goddamn rock, and it hit me in the ass. It was that low to the ground, Jay. I don't know how the hell they get a jack up under that motherfucker.
Hey, go ahead. Is that you, Brad?
That's Larry.
This is Larry. Hey, this is Larry. I wanted to tell you, Jay. There's a tsunami coming too, Jay. It won't be long at all.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Boy, there's some shit going on right here. What you got?
It won't be long at all.
LeBron already told me
the phenomenon's coming.
Hold up, Jay. I need to ask Uncle Larry something. Now, I heard you talking on another show that goddamn Dunye was a bad motherfucker. Somebody said they gave him that pimp slap Dunye.
Well, I'm going to say it this way. Somebody got to lose, dog. And the game is played this way. Ain't nothing for Donnie to do but go back home and tighten up what he had loose. That's all. You got some things to come loose. You got to tighten them up. But I tell you this much, it ain't over. It ain't over.
Okay, that's all I want to know. I just want to make sure y'all sticking with the home team, man.
Well, ain't no doubt about it, y'all.
I got you, brother. That's what I'm talking about.
I know doubt about it. Right now, Cold Killer and the G-Body, Cold Killer is the baddest man around right now. But only thing
I just got a damn text. It ain't no just on G-Body. He said, any bitch on 29. And he said, just because he said some motherfuckers on big ties he don't respect. He said, Tracy out in Texas, he said he'll try Tracy out in Texas with the back tie.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're calling out Tracy?
Not the great white?
You're calling out Tracy? He said, man, Tracy ain't bust a great with a fucking sludge hammer.
God damn. Where Batman at? Batman probably at the rest stop in one of them interstates,
in one of them stalls trying to suck some more dick.
Hey, Jay, just remember what I told you, Jay. It ain't over. It's not over.
And the tsunami
is coming this time, Jay. It ain't gonna be no. All that's got to do this and that. It's over. The tsunami coming. If something happens to the tsunami, it's gonna be while it's in motion. It ain't gonna be no testing out and all that stuff. It's gonna be something happen. It's gonna be a get down.
All right, hold on a minute. Hey, man. Uncle Larry, not to disrespect you, but they said you were a has-been. They already slapped you. I need to talk to Tight Man. I need to know it's Tight Man on the phone.
I don't know if he been listening.
Okay, it's Tight Man on the phone, because I just got a text in. They said, goddammit, Yeah, y'all ain't seen the gap. They say everybody be getting these films and all this shit, and 50% said motherfucker gap, and 50% said no. They said the goddamn parachute do not hit the damn great white in the face, they win the race. I mean, that's what they just told me. They said if the parachute don't hit him in the face, they win the race.
So, now, it ain't a fact of being out front. It's just that it got to be out front enough for that damn parachute to hit him in the face.
What I'm trying to say, Jay, if the parachute hit him in the face, we know that's a fucking gap.
Yeah.
Jay.
Huh?
You got Boots 12 on yet?
I can't get Terry. I don't text him and everything. He ain't answering. They listening, but they ain't came on Turbo Tim. I guess they trying to damn off.
Hold up. That's Turbo Tim, man.
Yeah.
That's the only motherfucker in Alabama that's whooping shit now. Turbo Tim, the only bitch that come out there and wrestle. Buck Naked, DJ Grant, and all the rest of them homosexual motherfuckers, they can't bust a break with a sledgehammer.
Hey, dog, how can you say that, dog, if Buck Naked just ran somebody down with a 108.60?
Man, Buck Naked, if Buck Naked ran a bitch down with a 108, I'm going to go out there and suck a giraffe dick.
That's a tall order, dog. That's a tall order, dog.
Hey, dog, come on over here swinging for you.
Hey, Uncle Larry. Hey, Uncle Larry.
What's up? Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you the truth now. Jay Barnes them show fool, and he got about 50 motherfuckers off my show that's on his thing here. I bet one bitch can't push the one button and say he bleed that bullshit.
Hey, dog.
He did it.
That's a goddamn. Ain't one motherfucker that know anything about reason no goddamn way a book nigga to have.
Hey, dog, but I kid you not. Now, before you came on radio and somebody brought to you, man, like I said, I brought to my attention when I came on the show. Now, I ain't exaggerate. I ain't make no lie. I ain't never talked to Butt Nigga. I ain't never seen Butt Nigga. But that's
the motherfucker, Butt Nigga. Dog, who the fuck sent you that message, man? Damn, Butt Nigga, he ain't racist.
All right, I ain't gonna. Yeah. Look here. If Tyke Man asks me a question, I'm on the lawyer. I'm on the stand. I can't pressure myself. If he asks me the question, I'm going to tell him who sent me that message.
Who the fuck sent that message, man?
I ain't going to call no name. But the initials is, this kid is tough, but it's got to be fucked.
Man, it's good just to get all pressure.
He got all pressure now.
Man, hey, get what? Okay. He ain't waiting on us. Lock his ass in for this Saturday. I'm telling him, bitch,
I was testing the goddamn car, and I broke the, one of the struts broke. They got to order the strut. One of the struts broke over.
Yeah, they always breaking something. You broke the axle last time, motherfucker. I'm be telling you.
No, that was a setup for something else, man. I'm seeing it broke the strut on the man. That motherfucker stood up on one side. It broke the strut on it.
Hey, dog, I'm gonna give you a page from your book, Godfather. Tell a motherfucker to shut the fuck up till they ready to race. Parachute that one time. But one time from Bread Man, one time in his mouth. Ugh.
If Bread Man said one thing, I'm gonna take that bread and piss all over it and then stick it back in his mouth.
You got a message from a motherfucker talking about that the parachute don't hit that great motherfucker in the face.
Hey, he was listening, Jay, you said he was listening.
He told a bitch that motherfucker.
Jay said that motherfucker listen.
Hey, you know that shark is always in the goddamn ocean. You might not see that bitch, but you know he is.
Jay Barnes. Hey, man, Jay Barnes the smartest man in racing, man. Jay Barnes said that motherfucker listen.
I'm motherfucker listening. Damn right I'm listening. Bitch may come out their mind, bro. Hey, Jay, you let that weak-ass butt nigga get on this motherfucking show talking about a backtop bitch? Stop being a hoe and stand up like a man. Bitch, hit the fuck up. 1-on-5.
Lock it in. Jay. Hey, before we get too slow, Jay, Jay, how long your show going to go on, Jay? Because you know this old ragged-ass show will come off in the middle.
We got 10 damn minutes, dog. 10 minutes.
Oh, man, that's a goddamn shame.
10 minutes. I sat back and listened to all this motherfucking shit and dog pulled me from up under that rock that I was up under. You get goddamn Terry on this motherfucking phone and he go to calling out Turbo's kill name and then all of a sudden you can't get one of your motherfucking strongest allies in Virgin to pick up the phone. What kind of organization you got, man? You can't get a big damn for your motherfucking phone. Terry, come up under that rock, motherfucker.
You heard Terry say he got damn.
Lock that bitch in, bro. I'm telling you, lock that weak bitch in.
I'm waiting on him.
Lock it in.
Who is this?
That's somebody bullshit, man. You ain't got time to bullshit. That's somebody bullshit.
At all.
Motherfucking dog. Dog, don't put my pressure up for motherfucking nothing, man. Don't do that no more.
Get that man back on the phone. That man said he had 13 calls, and you can't get him back on the phone.
Hey, man. I hit the lottery that night, and the number
I got one because they call me Rambo. I go through all 13 of them motherfuckers.
Okay. Hey, Turbo Tim, I want to tell you I appreciate that once again, man. You paid for my trip to go to Jackson, and Realtree paid for my trip to go to Jackson. You know, I came home with a little check.
Oh, okay. But what's on it? Lock him in too for the 22nd.
Hey man, you don't
is
use
that Turbo Tim? Is that Turbo Tim?
Yeah, you don't use you don't use Wick Bulldozer. You done buried that man.
Huh?
You done buried that man. I know Wick sent you one of them goddamn bulldozers. You done buried Geronimo. You made that bitch jump off a cliff.
You ain't bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Turbo Tim, I'm going to be honest with you now. We goddamn sure thought it was finna go up in your hands, so I got fucked up with him, too. I bet it with that bitch.
Hey, dog, who I bet it with, dog?
You bet it with Turbo Tim because you said Tony finna get fucked. You said Tony finna fuck up.
Smart. What y'all doing about it? Being there chilling out?
Damn, Jay, what's all that goddamn noise on your show, man? God,
that Larry talking, man. Can you hear that?
Hey, somebody, on another note, man, somebody need to go to D.C. and take them a damn football team. Washington, Philadelphia beating the dog shit out of them.
Fucking idea.
You talking about me?
Willie Dog, one of them, and you got down right there behind.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to get back to your question. I'm weird, but I got to messing with Dawn and I didn't. The Lord bless us, man. We had a super show, Jay. It was a whole lot of people fellowshipping yesterday, and the place was just it seemed like it was on another stop. It was really, really a nice event. We had plenty of food there for them, and it was just really nice. I was looking for Tight Man, but I didn't see Tight Man yesterday, so I don't know if he had made it or not. But it was really nice.
I'm trying to find that Tight Man's phone, I guess, make all that noise. Is that
correct? I know how to stop it. Hold on, watch this. Yeah, Jay, I cut off that goddamn show. I bet you don't hear that no more.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I say Larry, let everybody know you be gone the grill when we be at the track. We ain't got to worry about a bitch fucking with that grill.
Man, it was just so much that yesterday, Tight Man, I'm telling you, we had a. It was just a super good time, man. It really was, you know. They raced all day up until the point of time. Didn't nobody want to go home or nothing, man. You know, it was really good.
I heard Ground and Pound put in some work yesterday, man.
Yes, Ground and Pound always put in some work. He had a little problem at the end, though. He had something happen to his car. I don't know what happened to it. He was getting ready to run the Grand Prix. He's getting ready to run that Grand Prix up here. There was some Grand Prix and something happened to it on the line. So they took it off the line and we never did find out. And we never did hear any more about it after that.
Yeah, Grand Prix. Hey, Tight Man,
there ain't nobody
on my show
with
the mic over.
Ain't nobody
mic over
Joe and Tight Man.
It's loud.
It's real loud. Oh, they engaging, man. You know, win, lose, or draw, they engaging, man. You know, and that's what's going to make all this happen, man. You got to engage, man.
Ground and Pound always, hey, them guys always try to race, man. Them guys always try to race.
Oh, yeah. I have to get that credit where that credit is due.
Oh, man, I got it. You do every time what I have to do. I got it.
Man, somebody doggone it got a TV or some shit on watching goddamn soap operas or some bullshit. Well, y'all better hurry up because I don't think y'all got about 3 more minutes. You know, Jay Bowen's going to pay for no goddamn show.
Hey, y'all make sure we got some shows coming up. We got Big Drag Race on September the 22nd. I think we got Running Ground Race on September 21st, going over in October. You know, Wick got his monthly race. I don't know when it is, but he got one. We got the Cold Killer Race, October 19th and 20th, and some of October. All I can think about now is...
Hey, Jay, you know what, on October the 19th, goddamn it, little Tony and B is somebody going to get their asshole blow clean out the cleaners.
Is that race locked in?
It's locked in from October the 19th.
God damn. Well, that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot of damn pressure right there now. Somebody. On both of us.
You're exactly right, dog. I mean, Jay, on both of us.
Yeah.
Because, he is exactly right.
One of them.
Hey, you keep on bushing, Turbo Tim going to lock your ass in for the 19th also.
I ain't fucking with Turbo Tim. You kiss my ass. I don't want
no ass. Lay on your stomach then, motherfucker. Oh.
No. Tight man. I ain't got to lay on my stomach because I ain't got no beef with Turbo Tim.
You ain't got it.
I ain't got nothing to be with it. Hey, don't put me. I ain't fucking with Turbo Team.
That motherfucker cop dupes real quick.